Call today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take over the lines. I'm Gardner Goldsmith, filling in for Ian, and
Julia
is here for Mark. And thank you very much for joining us, everybody. And before we get started, wanted to thank those guys for doing such a great job, and also welcoming me to the program. Julia, thank you very much for being so nice and taking care of things for us. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And coming up shortly, we are going to be speaking with Sheldon Richman of the Foundation for Economic Education and the Free Man Magazine. Call us at 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 if you want to get in touch with us. And Julia, we've got a lot of things planned, and one of the big updates that's going to be coming up is, of course, about Ed Brown and his wife and what's happening in Plainfield, New Hampshire, with the IRS. Yes?
Yes, that's correct. We have a little bit of an update from yesterday.
Absolutely. And we're going to be getting you the opportunity to discuss that. If you want to get involved with the program, just give us a call, and we're going to be talking about the latest on that. And, in fact, why don't we start off with that, Julia, and let people know the information that you've been able to get about what's been happening here in Plainfield, New Hampshire, as Ed Brown and his wife have been running into a lot of problems with the IRS.
All right. Well, just to do a quick recap for anybody who has not heard what's going on, Ed Brown is the tax protester, the gentleman who the feds have, I guess, bullied into he's in a bit of a sticky situation for not paying taxes. He is now held up in his Plainfield home in New Hampshire for not paying taxes for several years. He had previously said that he was not going to leave his home, and he has avoided prison because of that. He didn't show up for two of his trials. Yesterday, I believe Ian and Mark talked about it a little on the show. There was an incident. The feds, even though he had skipped his trial several months ago, the feds had not, they'd said that they were not going to have any sort of an armed standoff because Ed has announced that he will not come out of his home and he will not spend the rest of his life in prison. I mean, the guy is, what, in his 60s, late 60s?
Mm-hmm.
Can
yep.
you blame him?
Yeah, absolutely.
So he's claimed that the only way he's coming out is if the feds come in and get him, which we all know will not end pretty.
Definitely won't end pretty.
So yesterday, we got an update that the feds had actually, U.S. federal marshals, with the help of some New Hampshire state troopers and local police, had roadblocks set up all over his streets, were kicking homeowners out of their homes, and nothing became of it, or so we thought. It turns out that in the morning, there was a gentleman who was staying with them, I believe, and he went out to walk his dog and never came back, but the dog did, which raised some concern for Ed and Elaine when the dog came running back. So today, I was sent a link to an article that claims that the gentleman who was walking the dog came out to discover federal marshals hiding in the bushes, jumped out at him, tased him after the dog ran off. He was unarmed, and they dragged him down to the Lebanon police station, where they proceeded to question him about Ed Brown's house, and they wanted plans of the house, allegedly, and they wanted to know what sort of weapons Ed and Elaine had, and just sort of all sorts of inside information on what was going on in the house. He refused to give up any sort of information, and they let him go. They asked him to return to New Jersey and threatened him, telling him that if he didn't, if he went back to Ed and Elaine's house, or if he said anything to the press, that he was facing prison time, 15, 40 years, that sort of nonsense.
Yeah. Now, this shows you just what government is. At the end of government is force, clearly force. And anybody who seems to think differently is clearly and obviously misleading himself. What you've got is it's organized force, and at the end of it, it is deadly force. Now, the Browns have claimed that there is nothing legal that forces them to pay federal taxes. They pay their local property taxes, they pay sales taxes and things like that, but they don't pay their federal taxes.
Right. Ed Brown is one of those show me the law guys.
Exactly, exactly. Now, a little bit later, when we speak with Sheldon Richmond, he'll mention that, in his opinion, the law is valid, but he has a lot of other things about the ethics of taking someone's money that we'll discuss. Whether the law is right, that's another matter. 800-259-9231 is the way to get in touch with us. I'm Gardner, and Julia is here. Julia, thanks so much for taking care of things. She's behind the boards. And Mark and Ian are off today taking care of a little business at Free Talk Live. And don't forget, if you get the opportunity, we want to thank everybody who's involved with the program. Go to the Free Talk Live website and also go to the wiki where there are thousands and thousands of entries. You can get involved, go to the boards, and do frequent a number of the folks who back up Free Talk Live. Now, Julia, one of the things that gets me about the Browns, and I'll refer to the piece here, in the paper that came out today. One of the things that gets me about the Browns is Ed Brown is not the easiest guy to get along with.
You know, I met him.
Yeah.
And he actually kind of bothered me. I didn't like him at all. However,
he's very sort of defensive.
Right. He's defensive. He's a little kooky. He's hard to understand. It's very difficult to hold any sort of conversation with him.
Right.
But I really do stand behind him and his cause, and I can't blame him for doing what he's doing.
Yeah, and one of the things that I think this does is it paints freedom lovers as being very militant.
Right.
When, in fact, he's not militant offensively. He's militant defensively.
Right. He's not going out and pointing guns at local police officers or anything of that sort.
In an aggressive nature. He is saying, if you come to take what is rightfully mine, I'm going to defend it.
Right.
And unfortunately, the way that he says it, it makes people think, well, I don't really like this. For example, here's the story from the big New Hampshire paper, the New Hampshire Union Leader out of Plainfield. The headline is, Ed Brown, : is it war they want? Now, Kristen says, a Union Leader correspondent for the New Hampshire Union Leader says, quote, what are they trying to do, start a war? Ed Brown said of the police presence near his Plainfield home yesterday, what do they think we have in here, tanks? End quote. Brown, who maintains there is no law that requires average American citizens to pay a direct tax on their wages, spoke to a group of reporters from a second-floor window in his house after a veritable army of heavily armed police officers and federal agents left the area around his rural home without ever making contact with him. Now, remember, yesterday they seized the dental office. Here's the other story by Kristen Sins out of Plainfield. Dozens of heavily armed state and local police officers joined federal agents and the U.S. Department of the Treasury yesterday in an effort to seize convicted tax resister Dr. Elaine Brown's former dental office on Glen Road in West Lebanon. Nearby in Plainfield, where Ed and Elaine Brown have been holed up in their concrete castle since their January court trial, state police carrying assault rifles blocked off Stage Road about 3 miles from the Brown residence. Only local residents with identification were allowed to pass beyond the barrier of police cruisers for 3 hours. Meanwhile, a dozen or so reporters waited at the scene for answers. At 1:15 p.m., U.S. Marshal Steve Monnier arrived and said his office had been conducting surveillance of the Brown home and of their supporters who gather there regularly while agents worked to secure the West Lebanon property. So, Julia, that ties into exactly what you're saying about this man from New Jersey who claims that he was out walking a dog and was tased by authorities out in the woods. They took him in, questioned him, and they said, if you speak out, you're going to have the force of law just showering down on you.
Right.
Okay. Now, 800-259-9231 is the way to get in touch with us at Free Talk Live. I'm Gardner, and
Julia
is here, and we're filling in for Ian and Mark today. Give us a call. We want you to get in touch, and I really want to talk about this. After our break, we're going to be talking with Sheldon Richmond. We're going to talk to Sheldon a little bit about the presidential candidates and some of the things that they had to say, these supposed conservative Republicans and what they have to say. And we're also going to talk to Sheldon about the IRS and whether or not a man like Ed Brown is standing on concrete legal footing. We're not going to talk about the moral footing until we talk about the legal footing, all right? Right on, Julia. All right. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live. It's your show. We'll return after we hear from folks backing up the program. We'll be right back.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. It is your show. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'm Gardner with
Julia,
filling in for Ian and Mark on Free Talk Live. Thanks very much. Go to freetalklive.com if you want to get involved, to get on the BBS and become one of the supporters of the program. I am so appreciative of the fact that these gentlemen have allowed me to fill in for them and that I get to work with such a fine and polished individual as Julia. Julia, thanks so much. You've got a little message you want to give to folks before we get back to the issue of Ed Brown and the Republicans who invaded our state, and I'm glad they're going to be leaving soon.
That's right. You should know the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th to the 24th. At Porkfest, you will be able to talk with New Hampshire natives and those who have made the move, and attend leadership and activist training seminars. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com.
Yes, indeed. I hope people will definitely do it. It's going to be a really good time.
I'm looking forward to it.
I can't wait. I'm going to be speaking.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. So they got in touch with me. I'm going to be speaking on Sunday, the last day around 11 or so, talking about the media and free speech and things like that.
That's cool. We're going up on Saturday, and we'll be there Sunday, so I'll get
awesome.
To see it.
People get in touch. The Free State Project are wonderful people there. Okay. The issue that opened up the program, the phone number again, folks, for Free Talk Live, the SACL CAI toll-free line is 800-259-9231. The issue that we opened the program with, to leave a preposition dangling, was the Browns in Plainfield, New Hampshire, exposing the end result of government organized force, deadly organized force, regarding taxes. Want to get into that topic as we close off this next segment, because I want to tie this all in with our next guest, who has a lot of knowledge about all things economic, political, historical, and it's all wrapped up in a great package. His name is Sheldon Richmond. Sheldon Richmond is the editor of The Freeman, which is published, of course, by the Foundation for Economic Education. He's the author of so many articles, you can't even count them, including a wonderful book that if you get the opportunity to check it out, please do so, Separating School and State. Absolutely wonderful. He is also affiliated with the Foundation Future of Freedom Foundation, and he's with us right now on Free Talk Live. Hi, Sheldon. How are you?
I'm fine, Gardner. How are you?
It's great to talk to you again on the radio. I'm doing great, Sheldon, and I really appreciate you joining us like this. Obviously, there have been some things that have been coming down in New Hampshire with this Ed Brown story. Julie and I were talking about it earlier, and we'll get into the Ed Brown thing and the tax issue in a moment. But one of the things that we do need to note as we open up the topic with you is that the debate on the income tax is something that will, either way, is going to be answered by the force of government and the force of the gun. We'll get into that topic later. But talking about the government, obviously earlier in the week we had the Republican Party candidates here in their so-called debate, which was carried by CNN and one of our network affiliates, WMUR Channel 9. And I wanted to get your opinion on a couple things, Sheldon, because there are a lot of strange things that supposed conservatives say nowadays, and I think we've been watching some permutations of the conservatives in the Republican Party. I wanted to bring up, first of all, your thoughts about the likelihood that government will not continue to grow under any of those candidates except perhaps Ron Paul.
The likelihood that it won't grow?
Yeah.
There is no likelihood that it won't grow. There's negative likelihood that it won't grow.
Well, you know, let's look
it
at,
will grow.
Absolutely. Now, let's look at some of their policy prescriptions, Sheldon Richmond, and see, get your opinions on this. First off, let's talk about health care. A lot of them were very critical up there on that on the other day, talking about how the Democrats are all proposing socialized medicine, one-payer system, which I agree is very, very bad. It's unconstitutional. It's economically terrible. But also, we had this line, and Julia can bring this up for us, I think. Julia, see if you can grab the line from Mitt Romney. And Mitt Romney had this to say about health care in Massachusetts. As he was being critical of the Democrats and their socialized health care, he actually was praising his program, Sheldon, and we'll talk about it if we can hear this this soundbite.
Much. Governor Romney, you worked with the Democrats in the state legislature in your home state, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. You worked with Ted Kennedy to come up with a program that provides mandates, in effect, the individual health insurance coverage. Some conservatives say this is simply big government, more liberal involvement in people's lives. What do you say to those conservatives who are critical of the way you handled this issue in Massachusetts?
Well, I want to talk to the people, not just to those conservatives who are critical. And the people of this country recognize that they got some real concerns in health care. And I learned after I was governor a short period of time, I'd talk to people and they say, if I lose my job, I'm worried I lose my insurance. And my insurance premiums are getting higher and higher and higher. And I talked to small business people and they said, I can't afford the policies anymore. And we said, you know what, we got to find a way to get everybody insured. And the last thing we want is to have the government take over health care.
Okay, you can pause it right there, Julia. Sheldon, It seems to me that there seems to be a slight bipolar condition there for Mitt Romney, because he says the last thing we want is the government to take over health care, and yet they're doing it indirectly by forcing businesses in Massachusetts to have to get health insurance for their employees. I wouldn't call that freedom, would you?
Well, I wonder whether his own personal health insurance policy covers the bipolar condition, or whether he's going to mandate that. But on a more serious note, but that's true. You're absolutely right. This is a typical game that Republicans like to play. I mean, if you look at the, what Republican governors have done around the country for years now, they have begun the process, the march toward some kind of centralized or socialized medicine. They start by covering children whose families are way above the poverty line, so they expand it beyond simply a poverty program. And there's no way government can control and mandate health insurance without eventually, and probably sooner rather than later, getting full scale into the practice of medicine itself, because they're going to need to they're going to find it necessary to control what the services, they're going to have to ration to keep the price down, all these things, because they're already complaining from Massachusetts that the policies are going to be much too expensive, that a lot of people won't be able to afford them.
Yes, absolutely. Julia has something she wanted to bring up, Julia.
Well, I was going to say, it's not like they're not involved in health care right now.
Yes.
Isn't the number something like 50% of the money that comes in from health care is involved with the government? Or I know that they're heavily involved in our health care system.
And of course, when you get the government getting involved, you get someone who's paying for it that is not the the customer. As Sheldon says, it causes the price spiral to go way up, and then the government has to impose some sort of price controls if the government is the payer. And if they are the ones who are forcing the businesses to pay, the businesses have to either shift those costs to their consumers, or they have to ask for handouts from the government, and again, you get more price controls. Right, Sheldon?
Right. And the other thing they do, and this is happening all over the country, and Massachusetts, I'm sure, is doing this, is that they tell the insurance companies what must be in the policy.
Mm, yeah,
so
absolutely.
You can... Everybody has to buy basically a Lexus policy rather than have some choice and maybe buy something that's less extravagant. Or let's say you're a teetotaler, your policy will still have coverage, let's say, for alcoholism treatment, even though it's something you may never use and wouldn't buy voluntarily.
So they
force the price up of insurance, they force the demand and the price up for services.
Yeah.
Insurance then follows, and people are priced out of the market.
Hey, Sheldon, hold that thought. We have Sheldon Richman with us from the Freeman Magazine, Foundation for Economic Education. It is Free Talk Live. Call us 800-259-9231. I'm Gardner.
And Julia.
And we'll return after we hear from the folks backing us up with more from Sheldon Richman.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is Free Talk Live, your radio, your way. 800-259-9231. I am Gardner with
Julia.
And we are filling in for Ian and Mark on Free Talk Live. Thanks so much. Go to freetalklive.com to check out everything that's available on that amazing website, the phenomenon that they have created nationally. It's really great to see the success that Ian and Mark have achieved, and they're off at a radio conference right now talking to a lot of folks, a lot of big wigs, and they've asked us to fill in for the show, so I really appreciate it. Hey, I want to put a little bee in your ear right now. Do you know that if your hard-earned wealth might be at risk? If you have a business, there is a 1 in 3 chance you will be named in a lawsuit in the next year. That lawsuit could destroy your business and leave you penniless. At KeepYourAssets.net, they are experts in sheltering what you have earned. Go to KeepYourAssets.net and take their asset protection crash course today. Check them out. It is KeepYourAssets.net. Okay, Julia, let's go back to our esteemed guest, and I welcome him back. He is the very well-known libertarian, free market, classical liberal writer, Sheldon Richmond. You can find his work at the Future of Freedom Foundation. You can find his work at FEE.org. He's the author of Separating School and State. He's the author of Your Money or Your Life, Why We Must Abolish the Income Tax and Tethered Citizens, Time to Repeal the Welfare State. Sheldon, thanks a lot for taking this time on a Friday night to talk to us about some of these big issues.
My pleasure to be with both of you.
Hey,
thank you.
It's great. And folks, if you ever get a chance to see Sheldon speak, please do so. I got to meet Sheldon at FEE, and boy, just wonderful stuff. Sheldon, we were talking a little bit about the idea of getting the government involved in health care, and we were talking about Mitt Romney, who had the audacity to criticize the Democrats for their socialistic health care plans, and yet he didn't realize that he has a fascistic health care plan in Massachusetts. And we were talking about how any way the government gets involved, whether it's being the payer or forcing other people to pay, it manipulates the marketplace and causes all sorts of problems. And if these guys are that interested, why doesn't he just open up his own insurance company? I don't understand. Why is it that they have to force companies to do this sort of thing?
Well, it all gets back to what I was saying before. The government, the federal government and the state governments, have made medical care artificially expensive by these mandates, by the government paying such a large percentage of the bill, as Julia pointed out,
mm-hmm.
All of which creates an artificial demand for services. So the whole thing is more expensive than it would be, and that means some people are going to be priced out of the market, both for insurance and for health care. So then the government, after doing this, then steps in and says, oh, we got to do something. Look at these people who can't buy insurance. So what they do then is they mandate insurance, and then if you don't buy it, what do you have to pay some fee or tax to the state as a way of getting coverage? So they create the problem, then they claim they're going to step in and solve the problem they've created, but that's only going to create new problems, because once you go down that road, you won't be able to stop regulating, because everything you do will create a problem, and you're going to then step in and say, well, we've got to solve that one.
Yeah.
It's an old story. It's happened in many other areas, and here it is going to happen, and it's going to take us on the road to complete the domination. And right, it doesn't matter whether it's socialist, in other words, the government directly operates it, or fascist, where the government simply forces private companies to do it at once. That really doesn't matter. That's cosmetics.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Well, I was just going to say that it's a real shame because, like he said, the government has created the problem, but the average person doesn't really see that, so they think it's a market failure, and the government totally plays off that.
That's a great
That's exactly
point.
Right. That's
hey,
exactly
Sheldon,
right.
Sheldon, I wanted to get into the oil issue with you, but since our time is limited, and I know you're going to have to go before our next break, I would really like to get your thoughts on this Ed and Elaine Brown situation in New Hampshire. You know, a lot of the people who are classical liberals, free marketeers here, even some people who are traditional conservatives who just don't like the income tax, they're 100% behind Ed, and it's difficult to get 100% behind Ed because he's a very curmudgeonly sort of guy. And I had him on my show, and I was a friendly guy, and he was very almost paranoid. The feds and local cops have surrounded his place. They've taken his property, his wife's property at her dental office. They've taken that out. And the argument that Ed Brown makes is that there is no law to force people to pay federal income tax. He says it all has to do with the corporate America and things like that. Now, as a person who morally is against the income tax, I would love to be able to say that legally, as far as the law is concerned, I would love to be able to say that it is also unsupportable legally. I can have a problem morally with the law. Where do you stand on this, Sheldon, in your research?
Well, I think there is a distinction here between the morality of it and the legality and constitutionality of the issue.
Mm-hmm.
I think taxation is wrong because taxation is the government coercing you to hand over money when you have not committed any crime or violated anybody's rights. So it's initiation of force by the state to get your money. So it's morally wrong. But if we're looking just in terms of the government's own processes and procedures, the Constitution permits an income tax. It permits all kinds of taxes. The courts have said this over and over again. And an income tax has been enacted. Now, in other words, the government will be enforcing an immoral law,
right,
which means I don't approve of what the government's going to do, but I disagree with the people who say there's no law in the books, or if there's a law in the books, it's unconstitutional. Both of those arguments are totally without content. I've researched them very thoroughly.
Mm-hmm.
And while I'm sympathetic, I wish they were right. They're not right. The Constitution gives a blanket power to tax to the federal government. It makes only one distinction about apportionment in the case of a direct tax, but the income tax has always been held to be an indirect tax,
mm-hmm.
not requiring apportionment. No court has ever disagreed with that. And so they're standing on very weak ground when they try to argue legality or constitutionality. They are on strong, perfectly strong ground when they argue morality, but the courts are not going to enforce morality. They're going to enforce the government's laws. And that's why I have a very bad feeling about what could happen up there in New Hampshire.
Yeah, I do too. I do too, Julie.
Because neither side is going to give in. I don't see how the feds can say, well, okay, if he doesn't want to pay, that's fine, because that will spread like wildfire. And on the other hand, it sounds like the Browns are not going to give in. So, what else is there to say?
Absolutely.
Right. It's a really, really bad situation because the government has a choice here. They can either make themselves look thuggish or they can back out, which isn't really good for their image either.
Right.
Or the image they're trying to uphold.
And in all the other cases, I haven't found any cases where a person who has fought against the government in a real standoff situation like that has ever come out in a better situation than if he went through the court system and acquiesced. And it's difficult because a guy like Ed Brown is a man of principle. He thinks he's standing on principle. Yeah. And but as you said, Sheldon, you've looked up the codes and you've looked up the constitutional issues on this, and it seems clear that both under U.S. code and in the Constitution, the income tax is legal, even if we believe it is not moral.
Yes, according to legal meaning in a positive law sense.
Yes.
If you follow the procedures...
Yeah.
And constitutionally, you know, appointed judges have approved all of it. There's no getting around that. I mean, I know the tax protest people will talk about the Bruschaber case of 1916.
Mm-hmm.
That gives them no support whatsoever. I've studied that case.
Mm-hmm.
There are outright misstatements by some of the tax protesters about what that case says. The case over and over in that says, and I've written about this, says the government has, the federal government, the Congress, to be specific, has a quote, all-embracing power to tax, including wages and salaries, all the normal things that we think of as income. So all these arcane arguments about that's not what they meant corporate profits, or you have to be working in Guam, you know, or one of the territories.
Mm-hmm.
There's all these wacky theories, and they are wacky.
I think
this movement is unfortunately made up of two types of people, con men and true believers. And I know people who have gotten themselves into very bad trouble and have regretted it. Look, we live under an oppressive system, so you have a choice to make. You can throw yourself at it, but you're not going to come out unbloodied, or you can go along with it and otherwise fight it in other ways. Ayn Rand once said, "There's no obligation to throw yourself under a juggernaut."
Yeah, that's well said, Sheldon. Well, we're going to find out what happens on this, and it seems like the feds had been waiting until warmer weather came and maybe school was getting finished up. And, Sheldon, looks like our segment is finished up as well here at Free Talk Live. Thank you so much, Sheldon Richmond, for joining us. I hope people will go to FEEFFF and check out. You have your own website, Sheldon?
Yes, I do, SheldonRichmond.com.
All right, Sheldon Richmond, our guest. Thank you so much, Sheldon, for joining us. Great to talk to you.
My pleasure. Anytime.
I hope to talk to you soon, Sheldon. Great man. We will return. It is Free Talk Live. You call us. You take over. And we will come back after we hear from folks backing us up. 800-259-9231.
Have you ever wondered why libertarianism hasn't gotten the mainstream attention it deserves? Are you looking for a fresh new perspective on current events and policy issues devoid of all the Washington claptrap and partisan BS? Well, you'll love the Prometheus Institute at readpi.com. They've successfully created an engaging, publicly accessible think tank filled with intelligent, well-researched, and creative political arguments. ReadPI.com features a frequently updated blog, opinion articles, posters, RSS feeds, and a variety of other publications. Visit ReadPI.com today.
Today.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Not making the money you were expecting, signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing. It's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture, and I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMincorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more. Start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMincorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMincorporated.com. Do it now.
Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builders Blueprint System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this blueprint, Donald Trump wants to send you his powerful tape at absolutely no charge to help you get started today. Call 1-800-920-9827. This blueprint is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money. And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful tape. There's absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-920-9827. 1-800-920-9827. 1-800-920-9827.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
It is your show, your program, 800-259-9231. It is Free Talk Live. I'm Gardner with
Julia.
And we are filling in for Ian and Mark. Thanks so much for joining us. Thanks again to Sheldon Richmond for taking care of business. From the Foundation for Economic Education's magazine, The Free Man, SheldonRichmond.com. I'll recommend his website once more. And you can also go to FFF. Thank you very much. And let's now go to the phones. We have Paula on the line who wants to talk about the Ed Brown issue and perhaps a few other things. Paula, thanks for joining us. Where are you calling from, Paula?
I'm calling from Florida. I've called. Everybody can call. I even called the U.S. Attorney General. I told him this was going to stop. It was going to stop now. My family wrote the Constitution. There is no income tax law. Never has been.
Okay.
It's voluntary. But anyway, the thing is, this is the most craziest thing I've ever heard of. I've been in touch with the New Hampshire representative up there, and they thanked me for trying to do what I could do. But anyway, I've called a lot of reps up there and tried to get some help. And anyway, this is the most craziest, insane thing I've ever heard of in my life.
Let me ask you two things, Paula. First off, obviously within the freedom movement, there are some people who say, look, it's legally not worth it because you're going to go up against certain U.S. codes, as Sheldon said, or constitutional things that he's researched. You have research where you say, I disagree. There's nothing in the U.S. code that would force Ed and Elaine Brown to have to pay federal income taxes. How would you paraphrase this for someone if they were wondering about this? They hear Sheldon's ideas and thoughts, and they want to look something up. What would you recommend that they do, Paula, to try to back up the argument?
First, go to the Constitution. First of all. But, I mean, this, everybody knows this voluntary. It was only done during World War II to pay for the war. After that, it was voluntary. Matter of fact, Newswatch magazine, they got it out to everybody. Everybody knows about this.
Okay, and so people can go to Newswatch and
any other
things that you think they should look up, the actual process of the 16th Amendment, that sort of thing?
Do what they think they have to do. I mean, you've got to do everything that you can do.
Okay, now what do you think is going to happen to Ed and Elaine?
Well, honey, we're praying for all of them, and hopefully they're going to smarten up. I called the U.S. Attorney General's office here in Florida, told them, said, you better get on this right now.
Do you think Ed and Elaine, if they are in this situation, should back down or should not back down?
Should not back down.
Okay. Now, Julia.
Stand up for what you know is the truth.
Okay.
You stand with God, too, and he'll protect them.
It seems to me that Ed is ready to put up his stand. He's not going to back down.
Sounds like it.
Right, right. Now, do you personally know anybody, Paula, who has fought the IRS in this way?
Not really, but I mean, I think it's time for something to happen, and I think with Ron Paul, us getting him in there, and my cousin with him, I think we're going to get it done.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for the call, Paul. I appreciate it very much. You got it. And the number is 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go to Neil in California. He wants to talk about the legality of taxes. Neil, welcome to Free Talk Live. Thanks for joining us.
How's it going?
Hey, it's going great.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about this issue because everybody, you know, seems to be saying, oh, there is no law, there is no law, there is no law.
Yeah.
It's just not the case. They're missing the side issue. They're missing the real issue behind this, and it's about types of citizenship that we have. Most people in the United States are classed as federal zone citizens.
Mm-hmm.
They're classed as U.S. citizens, quote unquote. And the problem is that in the making of our government, the people used to be considered citizens of the state that they live in.
That's right.
Now, the problem is that most people today are now classed as U.S. citizens, which gives them which gives the federal government jurisdiction
mm-hmm.
over them. The issue isn't really about taxes per se. It's about being a citizen of the particular state that you live in. And unless you go through the process of actually becoming a state citizen, you are subject to the jurisdiction of the federal government, and therefore you are going to be taxed by the federal government. I have here an example of this case. There's a gentleman who lives in California by the name of Richard James McDonald. His website is state-citizen.org, and he has actually gotten himself out of the U.S. citizenship, federal zone, all that nonsense, and has reclaimed his status as a sovereign state citizen of California, and therefore he pays no income tax, and therefore the feds aren't after him, and he's actually claimed his legal rights on the issue. There are other websites you can go to, like SUIJURIS.net. They talk about this all the time. And then there's PACinlaw.com, where they also talk about this particular issue.
So
all right.
I have a question for you, Neil.
Mm-hmm.
How does one go about renouncing their United States citizenship and becoming a citizen of the state of New Hampshire, for example?
Yeah, some of the information on those sites, can you sort of paraphrase it for us?
Okay, yes, I can paraphrase it for you. Let me tell you that there nobody's going to help you on this. A lot of people go through different approaches. One of the approaches is you actually expatriate yourself from the United States federal government, and then reclaim and repatriate yourself as a state citizen, and let the federal government know that I am a state citizen, so on and so forth. But there are a lot more loopholes that you have to go through. You have to get rid of your Social Security number. You have to tell the federal government that you reject any and all benefits that they offer to you, including police protection, things like that. It's a very, very complicated process, but if one does enough research, they can figure it out. Unfortunately, Ed Brown obviously didn't go through the right legal standpoint on this issue, and this is why the feds are after him. The feds have jurisdiction over Ed, and he's still considered by the federal government as a U.S. citizen.
Yes, okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that, Neil. And I just want to mention, I jotted down one of the sites, and I want you to be able to mention the sites again. State-citizen.org is one of them, right?
Yes.
Okay, and name one more.
There's also famguardian.com, I think. They have kind of a different process that I'm not necessarily fond of, but they talk about this issue as well.
Okay, great. Hey, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate the call. The phone number at Free Talk Live, 1, it's free, by the way, of course, 1-800-259-9231. Julia, obviously, we're not going to be able to resolve the issue for the Browns. I mean, this has been going on so long. And it's coming down to violent confrontation. And I don't want that to sound overly dramatic or even dramatic in any sense, but it is.
But it is dramatic.
By its nature, and it's sad. It's very frustrating.
I can't even imagine how one would feel being in that situation, especially yesterday when the feds show up. I mean, he's been holed up in his house for months now and just waiting, wondering what's going to happen. And all of a sudden there's a bunch of federal agents outside of his house? That's scary.
And, you know, I want to reiterate, the problem that you run into with something like this is Ed is a real strong-spined guy. You know, he gets his back up. And as I mentioned on my radio program that I used to do daily, I had him on. And even with a friendly audience like a person like me,
right?
He was, what are you saying? What are you saying about that?
Right.
Like, what are you talking about? He was on with another guy from Boston, this guy Howie Carr,
And Howie Carr would say the most innocuous things, like, so what are you implying with that, Howie? It's like, what?
Well,
you know.
He does seem very paranoid. And, I mean, can you blame him?
Yeah.
But,
I don't know
yeah.
whether you start off that way or you end up that way. But it,
I don't know either. But I went
really
to his
tough.
House, and I got to say, he kind of frightened me a little bit.
It's interesting. I know that some people, he threw Fox News off his property.
Right.
And I was the guy who got Fox News to go to his property. So that they could cover the story.
Right. Well, he wasn't unfriendly with me, and he was fine with me being on his property, but he just came off as kind of a kook. He kept talking about 9/11 over and over, and that's all he would talk about. And he was just, I don't know, difficult to get along with.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, because, and I don't want to disparage anyone. He's in a situation that is terrible,
right.
And morally, he is absolutely right.
I agree.
Absolutely right. Legally, I don't know. You know, I think I would tend to take the side of people who say that he probably does have to pay. If people have another argument and they want to lay it out for us, feel free to call us at 800-259-9231.
Even if he doesn't have to pay, there's a group of men with guns who says he has to pay.
Right.
So it doesn't matter what the law says.
Armed confrontation. And,
right.
And they've got more guns.
People pay taxes because they're afraid.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. It is, as Washington said, you know, government is force.
Right.
And unfortunately, I don't think, who was it, Thomas Paine said that, I think it was Thomas Paine said that government is a necessary vice. And unfortunately, I don't think it is a necessary vice.
I have to agree with you on that one.
I don't think it's necessary at all. And I've run into a lot of folks who just, they have problems with my idea of eliminating the government apparatus in every way.
Give me smaller government first, and then we can talk about eliminating the government. Just give me something smaller than what we've got right now, please.
Isn't it interesting, when you talk about the morality of taxation, you can get some people to agree, hey, maybe someone should voluntarily pay for something like that. And yet, oftentimes, you continue to have the government fed. Special interests are in charge of it so much. Hey, this hour is pretty much over at Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. We will talk to you again after top of the hour. I am Gardner with
Julia,
and we are filling in for Ian and Mark. Thanks so much for tuning in. Give us a call. You will take over the airwaves and the lines next hour at Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.